on? Yes, it is. I call the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee meeting to order. Today is Thursday, June 3rd, 2021, and the time is about 11:05 a.m. Please silence your cell phones. This is Chair Natasha Von Imhoff in the Anchorage LIO Denali Conference Room, and we have the following members present. We have Representative Josephson, we have Senator Reinbold, we have Senate President Peter Michicki, we have Representative Vice Chair Tuck, and we have Representative Sponholds. And I believe we have someone on the phone. Can those people identify themselves in Juneau?
This is Lyman Hoffman from Anchorage.
Thank you, Senator Hoffman. I see, do we have Senator Wilson, Senator Keel? Is that correct?
Morning, Madam Chair.
Yes, morning, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. We have a quorum to do business. Okay, the alternates are not expected to vote today, but will vote if needed for a quorum. Our first item, so I was just noted here, we have Senator Stedman, Senator Foster, Representative Foster, and Representative Kaufman in Juneau. So thank you. All right. Our first item on the agenda today is the approval of minutes. Vice Chair Tuck, may I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the minutes of the April 30th, 2021 meeting as presented.
Is there any objection to approving the minutes? Hearing and seeing none, the minutes from April 30th, 2021 meeting are approved as presented. So the next item up of business is to go into executive session to consider the final statewide single audit for the fiscal year ended June 30th, 2020, and the preliminary audit report for the State Physical Therapy and Occupational Therapy Board Sunset. Representative Tuck.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B3 for the discussion of matters that may, by law, be required to be confidential. I ask that the following persons remain in the room or online: legislative auditor and necessary staff to the auditor, any legislators not on the committee, and staff for legislators who are members of the committee.
Is there objection to the executive session motion? Seeing or hearing none, we will go into executive session after a brief at ease to clear the room. Here we go. Thank you. We are back on the record. It is about 12:37 p.m. Members present in the room here in the Anchorage LIO are Representative Josephson, Senator Reinbold, Senator President Michicki, myself, Senator Von Imhoff, Vice Chair Representative Tuck, and Representative Sponholds. And in Juneau, Representative Foster, can you name the folks that are in the room, please?
Yes, we've got Senator Stedman, Representative Kaufman, and myself, Representative Foster.
Okay. Thank you very much. During the executive session, we discussed confidential matters relating to audits. We will now consider two motions, one for the final release and one for the preliminary release of the audits discussed. So, Vice Chair, may I have a move or a motion?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I move that the statewide single audit for the fiscal year ended June 30th, 2020 be released as a final audit report.
Is there any objection? Seeing or hearing none, the final audit has been moved. Next.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the following preliminary audit be released to the agency for response, and that's for the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, State Physical Therapy and Occupational Therapy Board Sunset.
Are there any objections? Seeing and Hearing none, that motion has passed. The last item on the agenda today is a request for IT equipment by the legislative auditor, Chris Curtis. So, Ms. Curtis, please put yourself on the record and begin.
For the record, this is Chris Curtis, legislative auditor. So I believe all members received an IT memo, IT procurement memo from me last week, and I've asked for the committee's consideration and approval to purchase a new server for an amount not to exceed $12,000 and seven laptops for an amount not to exceed $12,500. And I do have procurement authority up to $35,000, but I have already spent funds for a server this year and for laptops, and so if I were to purchase these, they would exceed my procurement threshold. So I'm coming to the committee for your approval.
Is there any discussion or questions? Senator Michiki.
Just a quick question. Just give us a general idea on your plan for, what is it, an upgrade? Are they just general maintenance, new models? What is the reason for the purchase?
Yes, through the chair, Senator President Michiki. They've come to the end of their useful life. So we have an IT budget. We monitor the equipment's lifespan. We try to get an extra few years whenever we can. So this is the point where we want to replace seven of those laptops and definitely one of the servers, make sure we don't get into a problem.
Perfect. Thank you.
Any questions from the folks down in Juneau?
I have a question. This is Representative Kaufman.
Representative Kaufman, please go ahead.
Through the chair, I was just wondering what the service life has been. So what's the cadence of these purchases?
Through the chair, I think we get 5 to 7 years for each laptop. And I don't know about the server, but I do know that the server is at least 1 year past due. And we want to make sure, I worked hard this year to, we had the head of our IT that has been over 25 years with legislative audit. He retired end of April, and I made sure before he left that we were able to have business continuity to where if we have, we can bring up our services from our Anchorage office. And so if we had any problems, we could use either location in case of a disaster or any other issue that came up. So I know that involved an additional server. To make sure we had business continuity. So I can't answer your question specifically because I don't have it in front of me as far as what our service life is on our servers.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions? Seeing and hearing none, Representative Tuck.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the committee approve the purchase of a new server and seven laptops for the Division of Legislative Audit as outlined in the provided memorandum and described by the legislative auditor.
Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, the IT procurement request is approved. So are there any further business to come before the committee?
Just a quick comment, Madam Chair. I just want to say that it's always been really impressive, our auditing team, and I want to thank them for the level of detail that they bring to us and the clarity that they bring to us, because some of these issues are pretty complex issues, but I appreciate that they're simplified in such a way that we can understand them. And I really do. I mean, when we go over these single audits, I just think, man, like, I can't think of the amount of work that has to go into to be able to draw out the stuff that we need to know. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Senator Reinbold, followed by Senator Michiki.
And I want to echo the comments of Representative Tuck. I have been following this committee as long as I can remember. It's definitely, I think, one of the most important committees that we have. And I just have a suggestion to people to, one thing that I think is really important is try to get, if we want to reduce the budget, this is a perfect place to start with these audits. It's a warning over the bow and to get these departments in line. And I think HESS needs a serious one right now. So I'm in particular are going to drill down on the health and social services being on the subcommittee. I know that the chair has worked on important audits that have brought out some really important information, but it's now time to address them and quit kicking the can down the road. So anyway, I really want to thank you and your team for really a tremendous amount of work that's extremely beneficial. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator President Michigan.
I can get with Ms. Curtis. I guess one of the things I was going to suggest is sometimes when you're providing some of the deficiencies, you might help us with some of the kind of formally with some suggestions. As your team is identifying the issues, just so we can get a little bit of a jump on some of the solutions. But in corporate life, not only was I audited, but I was required to serve as an auditor on certain facilities around the world, and it really helped me in my own operation on understanding some of those solutions. But that's a conversation for another time. I won't waste your time, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments from the folks down in Juneau? Okay, well, thank you, everyone, for being here today, and thank you for the good comments and questions and part of this complicated and comprehensive process. I thought the discussion was very lively and as well as thoughtful, and I think that there are definitely follow-up conversations that both the House and the Senate need to have together, and this will be a good document for us for definitely for the next year until we get the new one. So thank you, everyone, and we are adjourned at around 12:45.